Hi, this is Eileen Asher with another episode of Artists with Anxiety. I am here with Michael Halliday at the 400 West Ridge Studios. We're just outside his studio. You'll see some pictures and video footage of the inside, so be on the lookout for that. But I'll let him introduce yourself, so why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and like what kind of a creative are you?
Hi, my name's Michael Halliday, as you just said, and I'm a painter. Studied at Ohio State University a long time ago and managed eventually to include painting in my daily life after many years of working numerous types of jobs. I have my studio here at 400, as Eileen said, and I've been here 9 years by my calculation, and I've shown reasonably widely in central Ohio, and like to think that I'm recognized as one of the better abstract painters in Columbus, but one never knows. Sales are down.
It's a tough economy.
Yes.
Okay, so again, and I've talked to you about this before, but only kind of reveal what you're comfortable with, but what kind of mental health issues have you been struggling with?
Primarily depression, some anxiety, but mostly depression. I was diagnosed when I was still in high school with clinical depression, and I've dealt with that off and on throughout my life. A number of different therapists, a number of different medications. Reach a plateau, you know, but never really, at least I haven't ever really become a happy-go-lucky guy. I have bouts of depression that are worse periods of time than others, but when my wife died in 2008, I became severely depressed, and I was lucky to survive that event. But in any case, I'm still here and as depressed as ever. What can I say?
Well, I mean, it doesn't go away necessarily, but
no,
you know, just keep
no, it doesn't.
Dealing with it.
You have to manage it as best you can. And sometimes I manage it better than others.
Well, that I guess that leads into my next question of how do you deal with it on the bad days when you know you need to be in here, you know you need to be working, but you can't manage to do it. Do you take a break? Do you just, you know, essentially suck it up and go in? Or how do you handle moments like that?
If I follow my own advice, I show up. one of my therapists, I can't remember the type of therapist he was. He wasn't a straight-out shrink. He said, motivation will follow action. And so in previous times when I've talked to groups at the cultural center, or I've stressed the importance of showing up, and now I need to follow my own advice try and be here more. I've got some things going on in my life, dealing with mom. Mom passed a couple of years ago, and I had California furniture. Now it's all in one place. So I'm kind of stressed about getting the house organized and might put my thumbprint on it. And that has affected the number of hours I've been able to work. But I have noticed that in the last 6 months or so that I've been a little more depressed and anxious about the future and whether or not I was washed up as a painter.
I highly doubt that, and you will see why, but absolutely highly doubt that. So then, can you tell me about a time when you had to mentally fight to be creative, and then what was the result of that?
If you let yourself or force yourself to work, frequently good things can come out of difficult times. I started painting again in 2010 after I was able to steady my ship enough and I had circumstances where I lived, there was a barn, and so I was able to set up a studio in the barn, and I credit painting with saving my life. And some of my strongest work, the piece that's in the lobby of the Hilton, was my second painting.
Oh, wow.
And it was very strong, powerful painting, and emotion can heighten, I don't know if it heightens our creativity exactly, but it seems like there's something in us that has to get out, and it comes out in color and shapes.
I'm glad to hear that you managed to put out the products and you can see the fruits of your labor at the Hilton and then in the halls here.
Yes.
Is wonderful. So then how, I'm losing my spot, my goodness. So then how do you cope with the issues? Like how do you cope with those kinds of episodes? I talk a lot about self-care. I like to take naps. I know I've had previous guests that actually have a cognitive routine that they walk themselves and talk themselves through about a bad mental state. So what kind of steps do you take when you feel that you're feeling you're having an episode or you feel like you're significantly down?
Sometimes I deal with it in a positive way. Sometimes I have a favorite chair at home and I just sit in my chair and veg out and distract myself in any way I can. Sometimes, you know, it takes you to dark places, the depression. You get that sense of hopelessness once in a while, and you wonder what's the point. And those are still difficult times for me to get through. I don't have a panacea to offer to anyone. I think that that other therapist I was referring to was a cognitive therapist, and there are things you can do. I've been very remiss and perhaps doing things that might benefit me, or routines, or self-talk, like you were mentioning. I just suffer through it. I try to be active as much as possible, and just to get some things done, so you don't feel like you've lost a day of your life just to sitting in a chair being depressed. But doing the dishes, I mean, just laundry, anything around the house, that something just to have to say I got something done.
I definitely, I do that. That helps me either cleaning, and like you're talking about, if I get like one thing done off my checklist, I don't feel like it was a total waste. So,
right.
And I still am not the only one that does that. And then, so then we talk about getting proper treatment for a lot of the different mental illnesses, and you mentioned therapy a couple times already. So what kind of treatments have you gone through?
Well, I don't know what they call it these days, but one psychiatrist thought that well, it's not shock therapy anymore, but maybe that I should. I guess Dick Cavett, who suffered from depression, had the treatment. I wish I could think of what it's called now. It doesn't sound quite as frightening as shock therapy, but essentially, it still is that. It's just more focused to specific parts of the brain rather than just to, like an electric chair or something you're shaking all over.
Yeah, that's a little different.
But I opted out against that. I have seizures once in a while, and I haven't had any lately. The medication has been good to control them, but
that's good.
I didn't want my brain scrambled any more than I might already be. So, I have, I've seen various psychiatrists throughout the years, and some have been more beneficial than others. And then the cost is an issue. Even on a sliding scale, I was paying one psychiatrist $80 a visit, and I'm on Social Security now, and not selling much art, so I don't have I had a hard time justifying the time, the money for the time. In other words, I went on days I wasn't there, you know, I wasn't there in therapy. I had was somewhere else. I felt it was like a waste of time. And I eventually couldn't continue to do it financially. But you can get, you know, I suppose the two therapists were integral in, you know, keeping me from committing suicide after my wife died. I think that was a beneficial time. Of course, they jacked me up with a lot of medication too, but sometimes I've had counselors that were more beneficial than psychiatrists. It's, you know, everyone's different, and at this point in my life, I've got tired of telling my story, and
well, I appreciate you taking the time with me. Thank you.
Haven't wanted to engage with another psychiatrist and having to go back from my childhood, you know.
Yeah.
How my mother fucked me up.
You can only explain things so many times. And,
yes,
yeah.
Right. Yeah. And if I can't, you know, my life could be worse. I think the antidepressants are keeping me my head above water. And that's important, because if your head goes a little water, you're in trouble. So I don't know. Seek the help you need. I think Southeast organization has a Fresh Air Gallery for Artists is a good resource for mental health care and for artists to go to who have addictions or mental health issues. They will give you a show, review your work. And I don't know if everyone gets a show or not, but I've shown there, and I know they have shows every month, and their auction is coming up. Please attend.
I'll include links below. So,
so yeah, it's pretty much just me right now and the medication and whatever. And I have a friend, a close friend I confide into and, you know, talk with. And it helps to have somebody to talk to. They don't have to, you know, you don't have to be paying them $100 an hour. They're trained, and their training is important. I think just getting it out there with another person you trust and can not feel vulnerable with them. It's, you know, that's very beneficial.
Oh yeah, I mean, I know talking with my friends has helped, and it's been a couple of years since I've seen a psychologist, and I really should go back. But like you said, it's the time and money, and so medication has been keeping me at least head above water, and enough to been able to focus and do work and be a functioning member of society. But I've heard some wonderful things about services here in Central Ohio in particular. I've a bunch of LGBTQ friends that have recommended Equitas and Stonewall, and then, but hearing about Fresh Air is wonderful. I have heard of them in passing before, so I'm definitely going to be more motivated to check out their shows.
I think they're usually like in the afternoon, just about the time you get off, 5 to 7, I think usually their openings are.
And perfect.
And there are Long and High Street on the northwest corner.
Oh, okay.
Just around, and not the first building, I think they're like the second door in. But it's a nice space, and Mike and Pullins has done great job, along with Lauren Pond, who's the gallery director. They've been very supportive of me and given me opportunities to show work, and I highly recommend it for anybody who's an artist, or you can go there for care too. I don't know what the process is for that, but I think you know, they treat people. They must have on staff of psychologists or psychiatrists, and, and maybe group psychologists.
Well, I think you answered all of my questions. It was actually really enlightening. I learned a lot. So tell us where we can find more about you. You're obviously in 400 West Ridge. So
yes, I'm a little remiss about coming to their Frankerton Fridays, I never had much. I paint large, and I don't have Frankerton Fridays. I think it's kind of a cash and carry, you know, something small that they can walk out with rather than one of my paintings. I did go to Frankerton Fridays for a while, and I did get a sale from someone who had seen one of my pieces on the wall. They came back a month or two later.
Oh, that's awesome. But,
so it's possible. It's just not frequent. You meet some interesting people, but it just doesn't work well for me because of my scale and price.
Right, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Now, do you have a website too?
I do have a website, www.michaeljhalliday.com.
Perfect. And again,
I think
links.
You can Google my name, and oddly enough, I even come up on that.
Mm-hmm.
Seems strange.
That means you're good with your search engine optimization. Congratulations. okay, well, I think that's it. So thank you again for joining me. I know it's not easy telling your story all the time, so I appreciate you taking the time with me.
It'll be interesting if I get to see this at some point.
I hope you can.
I'm very shy about seeing myself speak or talk.
I mean, I am too. Honestly, one of my goals is to like give a TED talk or like a presentation at a conference sometime. Mm-hmm. So even when I'm going back and editing, I don't like the sound of my own voice. I put earbuds in just so nobody else can hear. So
right.
If I can do it, I have faith in you. So
well, thank you, Ellie. I think this is important work you're doing. And
thank you.
I think that will help other people who are suffering with anxiety or depression or even addiction. There are resources out there to help you. I went through AA myself, and having starting to self-medicate when I was 18 years old with alcohol, I was an alcoholic almost immediately. It just felt so good to be a little out of control and not having to answer to anyone.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then it comes back and
has a real downside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Unfortunately, my family's familiar with the addiction, so not a fun time. So
no.
I understand completely.
That was a little addendum anyway.
Yeah. But it leads me to my other point that just my disclaimer that we are not mental health professionals. Please go seek the help that you need, whether it's therapy, whether it's medication, whatever you might need. So thank you guys again for joining us for another episode. I've got some awesome guests coming up, so I'll just stick around. Thanks so much. Bye.